Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
My mom and dad used to have this 8-track. I so clearly see it. I remember it. They are in town tonight, Hall & Oates, your artist of the day with Train. And if you have tickets, oh, you're going to have so much fun.
Concert starts at 7 o'clock. Can't wait.
Have you seen Train before?
No. I've never seen either of these bands before.
It is one of the most surprisingly enjoyable shows I have ever been to. It was so good the first time I saw it at Starlight. I went back a couple of years later. Mm-hmm. And saw it again. I mean, it is one of those just, you're smiling, you're dancing, you're clapping.
Love it.
They've got beach balls out there that people are bouncing back and forth.
We're talking about Train, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Rod, I'm telling you, the first time I had tickets, I was like,
Train. The band Train, right?
Yeah. I was like, all right, like I'll go to Train, whatever.
Meet Virginia.
Yeah, we ended up having the best time ever. You forget how many hits they've had. They got more than you think.
I'm so excited.
Oh, you're going to have such a good time.
I can't wait.
Yep. That sounds awful.
I have got two stories for you. Both of them, I think, are men behaving badly.
Lay it on me.
First one is video out of a Georgia restaurant. Have you seen this thing?
Oh, I have.
Man reaches out and grabs a female server's rear end. She then takes him by the collar and body slams him up against the wall. And I say, more power to you, sister.
Rod, she takes him down.
She
and
does.
This girl is darling, fit,
tiny.
Probably 96 pounds
yes.
Sopping. Like 96 pounds is the max I'm going to go on her weight.
Awesome.
And she's turned around. She's ringing something up. And you see this guy just walk on by. And
just,
here goes his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally... And this was not an accidental brush against her.
He claims that he was just trying to get her to move out of his way.
Oh, no. He
which
grabbed
is so
her butt.
Full of it.
And she turns around. And I mean, he ends up on the ground. Then she shames him. And
like, you can see her yelling at him because she's got her finger pointed at him. It's great.
Someone calls 911. He spends 2 nights in jail, by the way.
Misdemeanor count of sexual battery.
Damn right it is.
Nice.
Should have been.
Everyone
on Facebook was like, you go.
Like, don't you mess with that waitress, man. She will kill you.
The other one, did you see this story? TMZ posted it. It was during the Cardinals-Cubs game last night at Wrigley Field.
Okay.
ESPN was broadcasting this. And at one point, the camera cuts away and shows a couple. He's wearing the Cubs jersey. She's wearing the Cardinals jersey. And she's got a veil in her head. And the back of her jersey says bride and his says groom.
Oh, she has a veil. She's a bride. Okay.
Yeah. So... Then all of a sudden, the announcer gets all wackadoo about bachelorette parties.
Is there anything more obnoxious than the bachelorette party at the ballpark, by the way? I mean...
Why is it obnoxious?
Congratulations, by the way. Yeah,
why
we're all very happy
obnoxious?
For you. Because it's just... I don't know. It's such a look at me thing. You're sitting behind, like, the bridal party. Like, oh, my
if
God, you're
gonna...
getting married!
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of harsh. I'd do a bachelorette party at a ballpark. That's where I'd probably be.
I love it, Matt.
Take that over the alternative.
Which is what? Vegas?
Like, just please talk about baseball. So what is the fallout there? I assume people are annoyed that he said it.
Pretty much. A whole bunch of women are now commenting, I'm going to do my bachelorette party at Wrigley Field.
I mean, she was there with the groom. What's wrong with that? Now,
exactly.
I understand what he's saying about the late night. Like, let's say you're out at a bar at, you know, midnight, and then the bus rolls up. We've all seen it. We've all done it. The bus rolls up, and, like, the woman comes in with phallic things on her head.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Like, screaming. But I don't know that I would... In a bar, it's not obnoxious. You're in a bar.
No, it's obnoxious.
And everyone has done it. I mean, I remember just dreading the bachelorette party. Like, I just didn't.
Did you do a second one?
No. I think we went out and had a dinner or something. We all went to dinner or something. I was not going to be that 40-year-old woman.
We're getting crazy up at Jasper's, y'all.
Damn right. I just couldn't see doing that.
Yeah.
And I know, like, those things have become a thing over the years where things happen that shouldn't happen.
More than bachelor parties, bachelorette parties have become events.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, like you said, 14 girls on a bus with, you know, balloon animal penises on their head.
That's
dancing
exactly
around.
What it is. That's exactly what it is.
I made my sister, who was planning mine, I was like, I will not put any penises on
me.
I
don't.
Will not do it. I am too old for this. She's like, what? You're
a
killing
statement
my fun.
I never thought I'd hear.
Do you know what a girlfriend of mine had done to her? And God, this is just so bad. I guess at the time we thought it was funny. Someone made her a t-shirt. How do I say this? It said bride on it. And they sewed, like with sewing needle and thread, they sewed lifesavers in various places on the shirt.
Yes. I've seen this before.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then for a fee,
uh-huh,
you can have a lifesaver.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, so here's what's funny. Back when we were 19 or 20, I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. Now I'm like, oh, my God, that is like sexual assault,
first of all. It totally
is. Number two,
is.
You're taking money for it. That's prostitution. If my daughter came to me and said, why are they putting lifesavers on my shirt? I would be like, run.
Yeah.
You are about to be assaulted. That is not funny. But 25 years ago, I'm like, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
It's hilarious then.
We didn't even hilarious.
We didn't even have the internet. I don't even know where they came up with the idea. But don't. Just don't.
No.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Just don't.
But I to this guy's point, though, I don't understand what's so obnoxious about a wedding party at a baseball game.
He's like, it's so look at me.
Whatever.
He's just whining because women are invading his baseball time. I will tell you this. I have learned from many gay friend that gay men really do not like when the bachelorette party shows up at the gay bar.
I have heard that.
They're like, take it anywhere else.
But please don't come here.
But do not come here.
Yeah.
We do not want you here.
Yeah. Not surprised. Not surprised by that at all. A couple of just little things to pass on to you today, because I just want to bounce for a little bit. And then I promise you we will get back to Branson, which usually we say, are you taking me to Branson? Today we will actually go back to Branson.
Intentionally.
I would prefer for just a moment to talk about something else. This might come back on Monday when Scott gets back, because I think it's fascinating. Have you heard there are youth referees, one in particular who has started a Facebook page specifically to out aggressive parents?
Oh, yes.
So there is a
Travis was telling me about
page,
this.
And I kind of wonder if this is a good idea. You can go on this page, anyone, and post video or audio of parents behaving badly, abusive parents at kids. I don't want to just say soccer, but kids, youth, sports events.
Wasn't there one where like one parent like drop kicked another parent?
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Like, there's video.
Horrifying.
So like at Little League games where the parents want to smack a ref and all that crap.
They lose their minds for no apparent reason.
So if you go to Facebook,
I think it's
called Offside. Here we go. Yep, it's called Offside because it already has 20,000 likes. And at the very top, it says, stop screaming at officials not allowed. Mistakes will be made. Stay calm. And then from there, people can upload their stories and their photographs of people behaving badly. And I think that this is probably the only way you're going to at least, you're not going to fight it and you're not going to stop it on the sidelines,
right.
But maybe in a little way, if you're shaming the mom throwing the punch or the dad, if word gets out that this website's out, I guess maybe it could help.
I mean, the People of Walmart website hasn't stopped people from going and looking terrible at Walmart. So maybe not, but in the meantime,
are you kidding? People have upped their game.
No, right?
They're like, I want to be the Walmart consumer of the month.
Front and center.
That's right.
Front and center.
If these SpongeBob PJs don't get me on there.
with the hole right in the derriere. The guy who started this website says if one parent starts yelling at a ref and another parent moves away and says, hey, you don't want to be videotaped for the offside Facebook page. If that stops one, he says it's a good idea. I don't know. I'll post it. It's offside. All you got to do is go to Facebook, search offside, and you will get results. There are already videos, photos.
I think it's a great idea.
576-7798. We will be back with your calls and your thoughts about what happened in Branson overnight here in just a moment. Sam, please hang on. You have been very, very patient, and we have had a full board all day long on this. It's always a little bit of a toss-up. Do we talk about something all day? Do we not talk about something all day? Or do we move around and talk about something else? And then people are getting in their car right now going, why the hell aren't you talking about Branson? You're talking about soccer. I get it. It happens when there's a big major news event and you're doing a talk show the day after. We always face this kind of thing when something like this happens. And I wish we had something happier to talk about. But a lot of people are saying, please still do Festivus Friday. It is Friday. It would be a lighthearted way to get us out of the weekend. If a bunch of you agree to that on the text line, I'm certainly fine with that if you think that that is appropriate. Let me know at 22980, or you can give us a call, 576-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Are you ready for the lowest prices of the season? Volkswagen of Lee's Summit is sweeping high prices out the door. You can get the completely redesigned 2019 Jetta right now from $15,900. And Volkswagen of Lee's Summit has nearly 50 of those in stock from $15,900. You know I love the Atlas. Everybody loves the Atlas. The 18 Atlas is in stock right now from $27,900. And I've always said, if you're not a minivan kind of gal, but you're looking for something roomy that drives amazing, you will love that Atlas. I promise you that. And the kid's dad is actually looking at buying one right now because they're just amazing. Everything is priced to sell during Volkswagen Lease Summit's Summer Sweep Sale. Even their used cars right now are up to 50% off their original MSRP. Get to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now off I-470 and Colburn Road, or check them out online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday, taking the day off for a little college visit. Your 4 o'clock keyword to cash is JAM, J-A-M. Text that to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Message and data rates apply and all that legal crap. We are going to take a few more calls and wrap up our conversation this hour about the absolute horrifying mass casualty incident in Branson overnight. If you are just now getting in your car and joining us on this Friday, a couple of things that we have learned in the last hour. 9 of the 17 victims in that duck boat capsizing are from one family. 9 of 11 family members died. There were 17 total victims. 9 of them are from one family. They had 2 survivors from that family. We know today that the victims range in age from 1 to 71. And we also know the NTSB is there with a huge go team trying to figure out what the hell happened yesterday. And you know, I've been seeing all day the storm just popped up out of nowhere. And I said earlier, God, that makes me mad. That storm did not pop up out of nowhere. We had alerts, active alerts, all day long in Kansas and Missouri. I believe the first alert in Missouri for that region went out at 11:30 yesterday morning, with the first 911 call going out at 7:09 p.m. last night. Let's go to Sam in Overland Park. You have been very patient. Thank you for weighing in, Sam. Hi.
Absolutely. How are we doing today?
Well, I wish we were talking about something else, but we are doing okay.
I understand. It was probably a silly question to ask. Anyway, I used to be a helmsman on a ferry as well as a tugboat on the East Coast. I did that for quite a while, and it was a couple steps below the captain, but you worked with them very closely. And basically, if we had severe weather anywhere near our vessel or anywhere near anywhere we were going, we had obviously a marine radio, and whether you're on the ocean or you're on a small lake here in Missouri, or you have a marine radio with you to train to be a captain.
Yeah.
You learn how to use that properly. And that radio functions very well when it comes to weather. I mean, it's got that eerie sounding voice telling you that there's storms coming, and it sends a shiver down my spine every time I hear it, but it's very valuable information. And I'm just so curious, and I don't want to condemn the captain because, you know, we don't know exactly what happened and the mindset exactly, and we'll probably never know his mindset. But
it's important to point out, just real quick, the driver died, the captain survived, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It is, sometimes on the duck boats, one's the other. But anyway, you never know exactly what they were thinking and if they were listening to the radio at all or if they knew what they were doing. But I agree with you. There's no way they couldn't have seen this coming. Working on the ocean all the time, you know when it's coming, and you have it in the back of your head that if it does, you need to be prepared. And if you can't go, don't go, you know, or be prepared to go out. But in a duck boat like that, they shouldn't have been out there.
Do you know, and I had asked this of one of our military callers earlier, if those vessels would be equipped with radar or no?
Well, as small as they are, it really depends on the outfit that's using it. They should, any vessel that's going out, you know, that carries passengers or anything like that should carry radar. But it's really up to the outfit that's using it.
Yeah,
it really is.
Hey, thank you for the call and for your patience today, Sam. I do appreciate it. One of the interesting things I read today was that with these vessels, and I do believe this is the last time we will see these on the water. I had to laugh that other states are chiming in. Well, ours are safe. Okay, that's the biggest crock of a word I cannot say on the radio. I don't even know where to begin. The NTSB, as far back as 1999, said that these were not safe. And so I love that other cities are weighing in thinking theirs are somehow better than ours. They're not. And I'm telling you, I think this disaster has signaled the end of the duck boat. Let's go to Linda in Gladstone. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that a personal friend of mine, they were in a canoe on the Missouri River and got sucked under a 160-foot barge. Mm. He almost died because he had his life jacket on, and it kept getting caught on the bottom. And he finally let go of the life jacket and came out three-fourths of the way down. And he said at the time that he was on the verge of opening his mouth and sucking in as much water as he could, because they always say that if you're going to drown, do that so that it'll make it fast. And he said all of a sudden he saw a light, and that's how he got out from under there. So I imagine all these people, a lot of them didn't think to take their life jackets off.
Yeah, in the Arkansas incident, we know, Linda, I believe 7 of the victims were found trapped inside of the vessel. We keep hearing about this canopy that the NTSB has warned about. And if you haven't seen the duck boat today, I didn't even know what these things were until last night. I wish I'd never heard the damn word. But it looks like a school bus on the water. It actually looks like a school bus on the water. And in the Arkansas incident, I believe 7 people were found trapped inside under that canopy, stuck to the top of it underwater, if that makes sense. And there were 4 additional victims in the Branson incident recovered today. I think the life jacket will save you before that duck boat goes down. You have a chance. I think the life jacket will kill you once that vessel goes down and you are trapped under the canopy that decades ago the NTSB said was not a safe design to carry these passengers in. 576-7798. Josh in Blue Springs, I want you to hang on. He says he owns a duck boat. 576-7798. You can text us at 22980. Time now to go to the news. Here's Kara Marxer.
9 of the victims of the duck boat crash were from the same family. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, and you know what? AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Like finding the latest must-have tech to enjoy your entertainment anywhere, or a camera that lets you capture all your adventurous moments. Well, then you need to just head over to your local AT&T and check out the new LG V35 ThinQ and find out how you can get a smartphone for your favorite person on AT&T. On top of that, you can also get $400 in credits when you buy an LG V35 ThinQ and trade in your eligible smartphone. We love ours. And with the ThinQ, you get a nearly edge-to-edge screen. LG's award-winning OLED TV technology now placed in the palm of your hand. Your life smarter. Head to your local AT&T and let the knowledgeable sales reps show you everything about the new LG V35 and find out how you can get a smartphone on AT&T and $400 in credits when you buy an LG V35 ThinQ and trade in your eligible smartphone. AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Limited time LG offer, must activate eligible service. Minimum $20 trade-in value required. Get instant credit or promo card. Activation fee and other charges and restrictions apply. See the store for details.
4:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A spokesman for Missouri Governor Mike Parson says 9 of the 17 people who died in a duck boat accident on Table Rock Lake last night are from the same family. 2 members of that family survived, according to the governor's office. There were a total of 31 people on board. The tour boat was heading toward the shore against choppy water and 60-mile-per-hour winds when it capsized. Allison Lester was on board another tour boat.
The wind really picked up bad and debris was flying everywhere and just the waves were really rough. So it was just suddenly and out of nowhere.
There were 3 candlelight vigils scheduled for tonight. German authorities say a man apparently armed with a knife attacked passengers on a busy bus in the northern German city of Lübeck before being overpowered and arrested. 9 people were hurt, 1 seriously. So far, authorities don't believe this was terror-related. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, whether you have a small office gathering, you want to do a girls' night out like we did last night, or a birthday, a special event, have Jasper cook for you. One of the things I love about Jasper's is the dine-in experience is one of the best you will ever have, hands down, in Kansas City. But if you need something quick for, like, I don't know, a swim banquet, or if you've got a team dinner coming up once school starts, have Jasper cook for you. I have moms ask me about that all the time. You call the number, order 2 trays of pasta, 1 with red sauce, 1 with white sauce. It comes in that little tinfoil pan. There's no mess. There will be no leftovers. I can promise you that. You can do salad, breadsticks, and pasta for those kids, and it is so easy, it's affordable, and there isn't a single shred of mess left over when those kids are done eating. It's absolutely my go-to thing to do when we need to cook for a large number of people. Jasper would love to cook for you. Summer menu is in full swing. Yes, Tableside Mozzarella Theater, one of the only places in the world you will find that, is back tableside at Jasper's. 816-941-6600, 816-941-6600, or jasperskc.com.
Couple of showers still remain overhead for the evening hours, but not causing too much of a snarl with regard to traffic or outside activities. Won't last long, should not be too heavy. Our temperatures in the 80s. Morning temp, 67. Total sunshine in the afternoon on Saturday, 88. Seasonal on Sunday, sunshine and a high of 89 degrees then. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
82 right now at KCI. It is 77 in Belton. We're looking at 73 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday. Your keyword to cash this hour is jam, J-A-M. That song is not. As we continue our conversation about what happened in Branson overnight. Not a jam. I wanted Josh in Blue Springs to hang on as we talk about these duck boats. I want to remind everybody, when the boat went down, killing 17, and I will remind you, 9 of those victims are from one family, there were 2 duck boats in the water. One of them made it back safely. The other did not. So it wasn't just one boat that made this decision to go out before a storm that everyone else seemed to know about. It was two. And I'm telling you, the passengers on that other boat are just, can you even imagine? They're just extremely lucky to be alive today. Let's go to Josh in Blue Springs. Thanks for hanging on, Josh.
Oh, not a problem. A couple things about the duck boat. These are not unsafe. They're very stable in the water,
okay.
Much more so than most personal watercraft. Just to give you an idea, I'm actually a merchant marine, a ship's captain,
okay.
On a big boat. And these things are solid. The only problem is they only go 6 miles per hour. And if you get in a 70-mile-an-hour wind, I mean, the ships that I captain, you know, 800 feet, 70 miles an hour is a big deal to us.
Right.
70 miles an hour in a duck boat is suicide.
So then the question really becomes, Josh, why weren't they looking at radar? And again, I don't even want anyone to attempt to try and say this quote came out of nowhere. Ask any meteorologist today. There were warnings all day long that this was a possibility. I don't buy it.
Well, what I want to know is what was the water condition when they entered the water? Looking at the overhead pictures, the satellite images of that small island they go around, it had to already be choppy when they went in.
Yeah.
It couldn't have just hit them. But the duck boat itself, ours that we have down at Lake Ozark, a lot of people down around Holiday Hills know our boat.
Yeah.
It was my parents before. Now I keep it. Ours doesn't have a top. But in terms of the boat itself, these things are rock solid stable. But knowing that it's only going to do 6 miles an hour, you get into a 70-mile-an-hour wind or even a 50-mile-an-hour wind, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Knowing they only go 6 miles an hour, we have heard even from the CEO of the company today, and his direct quote, I've got it right here, is, quote, "It is not a long tour. It is in and around an island and back." And so one of the questions I had, you know, it's not like they were out there 2 hours, Josh. They get off the land, go in the water, go around that little island that you alluded to and back. How long does that round trip around that little island take in your estimation?
Probably about 15.
Okay.
15 minutes would be about the norm for that. Because it doesn't look like, it's not really a far distance if you look at it on the,
sure.
The satellite picture.
So basically, if you go 7 minutes out, you're halfway there, and the storm mm-hmm. rolls in, you're screwed. I mean, you really need to be well into your travels on the way back to get back to shore safely, do you not?
Well, not necessarily, because if he was near the island, he could get on the side of the island downwind
okay.
and hide. You can just hunker down.
Okay.
Because you're going to be out of the worst part of the waves. What they were doing is they were in open water, and they were taking whitecaps.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt, given the way that it sank, they were taken on water. They had to be taken on a lot of water.
Some of the witnesses, Josh, are saying that some of the victims appeared to have life jackets on. Some of them did not. If you have gone on these tours, the CEO is saying there are enough life jackets for everyone. Law doesn't require them. What is your feeling about the life jacket situation?
Law doesn't require them to be worn. The Coast Guard regulation is there has to be enough life vests on the boat for every person licensed on the boat.
Okay.
So if your boat can seat 18, then which is what our duck boat seats, we have to have 18 life vests on board.
Sure.
If we don't and we get stopped by the Water Patrol, we get ticketed for every vest we're short.
Okay.
They would have. Now, I should have mentioned, their boat is a stretch boat. So it's a duck stretch. And I believe the company that, this company that owned the boat is the one that does the stretches. They're the one that modifies them to seat 32 people.
Okay.
As a captain, I would much prefer to see people have a life preserver on. Now, maybe you're not going to all the time, but if you're in chop like that, if you're in rough water, I can't understand why people weren't, you know, demanding them.
We know the victims were ages 1 to 71, and so you start to see, you know, with someone certainly at age 1 and certainly the elderly, where it would have been harder to save the very young or the very old. But what is haunting to me, Josh, is the witness who has said to her mother The canopy was not removed or released until after that boat was already down. There is a quote from one of the survivors today to her mom saying, "We had to swim with all of our strength to fight the suck down that was created, that downdraft that was created as the boat was going down. And right as they were swimming up, fighting for their lives to reach the surface, that canopy was either released or broke free. And that's how the remaining survivors were able to get to the top."
Oh, my. That's terrifying. First of all, I don't understand why. Now, I don't know those particular boats, but I can't. Are they windowed on the side, or is it plastic?
It looked like plastic flaps, Josh, from what I could see. And I had a friend that was on one a couple months ago, and they said more like plastic flaps is how they would describe it.
Like the vinyl covering you put on a sofa?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Or a golf cart wind cover, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yep. I mean, they should be able to cut through those or have a way to release those. Just to give you an idea, a few years, well, when the El Faro sank in the Caribbean, that was a big, it was a row-row, a roll-on, roll-off cargo ship. We were on the other side of that storm, and we were out well away from it, but we were taking seas in the 35, 40-foot region and winds in the 50-mile-an-hour wind. And if any crew member went out on deck, they had to have life vests on.
Sure.
Whenever we get into conditions like that.
Hey, Josh, can I ask you, are you going to keep your duck boat? And if so, and this is a big question for anyone who is in that industry or has one for leisure, how do you insure it? Who's going to insure these things after this has happened again?
Well, it may be the top that is going to be the issue, it sounds like.
The canopy.
Now, in terms of mine, I insure mine through Progressive, like my other boat.
Okay.
It's not an issue. Like I said, their safety history is not bad. They've had some tour boat issues, like the one in Arkansas. There was another one that got hit by a barge, but it wasn't the duck boat's fault. But from what I've seen, these are not, and my experience with mine, even though it's the shorter length one, these are really stable.
Okay.
They're stable in rough seas. But again, you can't be in wind like that.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, thank you for the call and for your expertise. I really do appreciate that. We might podcast that call because he owns one and he knows a whole heck of a lot more about the duck boat than we do talking about it here in Kansas City. Let's go to Calvin quickly in Kansas City. Hi, Calvin.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I got a two-part question. I was in Branson, and I'm not sure that particular one, but I rode that ride, and I was kind of wondering, you enter in through the back of the boat, and I was wondering, how did they actually were able to get out, like windows, back through the back? So I was there. That was one part of the question.
Yeah.
And my other question was, well, when we were there, they instructed us, you know, they had life vests and whatnot and have you, and most of the life vests were all in the front of the boat. So how would they issue out the boat in a situation like this? Would it be, you know, some type of organization to it, or,
sure,
you know, everybody would be in a panic?
Calvin, it's a great question, and my guess is no one was wearing a life jacket until it got very apparent very quickly that things were going south. As far as how you enter through the back of the boat and how people got out, we've talked about that all day. What would you do? Would you dump yourself over the side wearing a life jacket, or would you hunker down within the perceived safety of that tomb? And I say perceived safety because it was the most dangerous place to be when that boat started taking on water. All things that the NTSB will have to figure out in the coming weeks and months. We are told that it is likely Monday before they will pull that duck boat from the 80 feet of water where it rests on the bottom of Table Rock Lake today. 4:45, we will be back with more Dana and Parks straight ahead. Festivus Friday, I just talked to the boss, coming your way at 5 o'clock. We will air the grievances, get you into your weekend, and Scott Parks will be back on Monday. Welcome back to the final hour of our breaking coverage today. I had to laugh. I'm going to take my laughs where I can get them today, but someone just texted me, God, you're so somber when Scott's gone. I hate it. I'm holding up two things high into the air right now. I haven't peed in 2 hours.
Is one of those things a puppy?
No, 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 I'm not holding up a puppy, Rodney.
You seem to be saying,
like, I'm
we're number one.
I'm sorry.
We're number one.
I can't be more entertaining on the day that 17 people died a horrifying death in a story leading worldwide news today in Missouri.
I still can't get over the fact that, in all seriousness, over half those people were one family.
Yeah, nine out of 17
was one family.
They are from Indiana. I don't know that they've released their names yet. It's the sweetest photo. I think the NTSB is waiting. Their pastor has spoken and released a photo, but the names have not yet been released.
Man.
Yeah. It's awful. I don't know what else to say. It's awful. You know, we know that several children are among the dead, and you know, a lot of people are heading to the lake this weekend. I heard someone give a lake forecast earlier, and I'm just... I would love to have talked about literally anything else today, and that would include the president. But there are days on a news talk station where it would be inappropriate to take a break and make you laugh and tell a fart joke and bounce around about the stupid things people have done in Kansas City this week. It would not be appropriate to do that. And so we are a news station. We cover the news. We cannot escape the just catastrophe that has unfolded overnight in Branson. I do know, Dan, all of the NTSB updates, all of the Stone County Sheriff's updates will be posted now and throughout the weekend on our website, on the Facebook page.
As soon as something new comes out, we'll be tweeting about it.
Yeah, you know, my husband just texted and said, because I know that he's there, and he... interviewing people and doing what he does. He left this morning. It's raining there. They are in a holding pattern. I know that boat probably not going to be brought up until Monday. And so they're really, you know, we have talked about it. I have appreciated every single one of you calling in and weighing in, especially those of you who are from that area, who understand what these vessels are and can maybe shape the conversation a little bit about how this might have happened. I absolutely appreciate every single one of you who have weighed in today. And if we can't be funny today, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I can't entertain you today.
But hey, stick around for Festivus Friday after the top of the hour news. We'll be airing the grievances right here on Dana and Parks.
I love you so much. I talked to the boss. I go, are we really going to do Festivus Friday? And he said, yeah.
You have to.
He goes, you have to, because people anticipate that. They are looking forward to that. And I think we all need a little bit of a release after today. Like, oh my gosh, please tell me something that'll make me laugh.
In all seriousness, on this station, we've been with what, seven hours straight?
7 years we've been doing Festivus Friday, and 7 hours we've been talking about Branson.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should definitely do some Festivus grievances.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my two fingers down just for a little bit. I'm going to go use the restroom, which I have not done since, I think, 2 o'clock. We're going to go to the news with Dan Weinbaum, and then we will clear the lines. A.A. Ron, I am sorry we could not get to your call. Thank you for your patience. We are going to clear the lines. 576-7798, your keyword to cash. At 5 o'clock is Underdog, U-N-D-E-R-D-O-G. Underdog, text that to 72881 for
Underdog.
Your chance at $1,000. We will be back with Festivus Friday after the news with Dan Weinbaum. Here you go.
Ahead on KMBZ, something is being done about the Kansas DMV. We'll have it in a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.